This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Security concerns after Capitol attack.
Chatter about making the next target the inauguration.
President's message to the mob.
You do not represent our country.
Calls increase for Trump removal.
By immediately invoking the 25th Amendment.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there are fears about the possibility of more violence in the days ahead as fallout from the attack on the U.S. Capitol shakes Washington. And there are troubling questions about the security breakdown and increasing calls for President Trump to be removed from office. CBS's Jeff Pagaz tells us five are now dead in connection with the attack.
The violent domestic terrorism seen on Capitol Hill on Wednesday killed Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, a 12-year veteran who most recently served in the department's first responder unit. In a statement, Capitol Police said Officer Sicknick collapsed after a confrontation with violent rioters, and his death is being investigated as a possible homicide. Sicknick's death comes hours after the U.S. Capitol Police Chief and House and Senate Sergeants at Arms stepped down after outrage from the police union and both sides of the aisle on Wednesday's security failures. Thousands of National Guard troops deployed into Washington overnight to help secure the city. CBS News has learned that some of the rioters involved in Wednesday's attack have remained in the area, and new intelligence shows that they may be planning more attacks in the city and on federal buildings. There are also warning signs on social media that Inauguration Day may be their next target. A post on a white supremacist Telegram channel says it is the next date on the calendar that the pro-Trump and other nationalist crowds will potentially converge on the Capitol again.
President Trump, after stoking doubts about the election for weeks, now admits he's leaving office. CBS's Ben Tracy tells us he's offered a new take on Wednesday's siege.
The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy.
President Trump last night finally condemned the violence carried out in his name. But this is what the president said the day before.
We love you. You're very special.
And what he said at his rally before the assault on the Capitol may be investigated by U.S. attorneys for leading to the violence. The president is also now falsely claiming he immediately deployed the National Guard to stop the attack on the Capitol. The violence went on for hours, and the Guard only arrived after Vice President Mike Pence got involved. President Trump appears to finally be resigned to the fact, after 2 months, that President-elect Biden will be sworn in, after misleading his supporters about false allegations that the election was stolen.
My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos resigned last night, indicating the president's rhetoric was an inflection point. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy says she joins Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, who quit earlier in the day.
It's increasingly looking like a mass exodus with the departures of two cabinet members, senior White House officials, and political appointees at key federal agencies. These are people who would have seen their employment end with Joe Biden swearing in, but their resignations now send a signal that they seek to be seen as more loyal to the Constitution than the president they've served.
Well, CBS's Nancy Cordes has the latest on the calls from top Democrats for the president's removal or impeachment.
This is emergency of the highest magnitude.
Calling President Trump dangerous, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi declared he should be removed. Democrats plan to talk today about a backup plan. And it wasn't just Democrats. Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger.
It's time to invoke the 25th Amendment and to end this nightmare.
I don't support an effort to invoke the 25th Amendment now.
South Carolina's Lindsey Graham has spent more time with Mr. Trump than nearly any other lawmaker.
Do you believe, after spending so much time with him, that he is mentally unwell, as some of his aides have said?
No, I think he's very frustrated. He thinks the election was stolen. I think he's got some very bad advisors.
President-elect Joe Biden says the attack on the Capitol was disorder, not dissent. And he says the response by law enforcement is evidence of a dangerous double standard.
No one can tell me that if had been a group of Black Lives Matter protesting yesterday, they wouldn't have been treated very, very differently than the mob of thugs that stormed the Capitol.
For the first time yesterday, COVID-19 deaths in this country topped 4,000. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti's city is one of the nation's virus hot zones.
Hold on, because things may get worse. In fact, many indicators point to that.
Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti.
A more infectious strain of the virus has now spread to at least 8 states. Officials confirming the first known cases in Texas, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut. So far, more than 5 million people have received the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. In an effort to speed up the rollout, Florida's governor has converted Miami's Hard Rock Stadium into a large-scale vaccination site. And local pharmacies in select states have begun receiving vaccines this week.
Boeing will pay $2.5 billion to settle a criminal charge linked to its 737 MAX jetliner. Some of the money goes to families of the victims in 2 crashes overseas. Arrested in California, the 22-year-old woman who falsely accused a Black teenager of stealing her phone last month.
You see two Black people?
No, I'm not letting him walk away with my phone!
Then tackled him in a New York City hotel. The charges are not clear. NYPD detectives went to the state with a warrant for her arrest. Overseas, a court in South Korea has ordered Japan to compensate 12 South Korean women who were forced to work as sex slaves during World War II. Japan has protested, contending all wartime issues were settled in the 1960s when diplomatic ties were renewed. Reporter and author Neil Sheehan has died. He broke the story of the Pentagon Papers for the New York Times in 1971 that chronicled deception about the Vietnam War and the overconfidence about the chances for U.S. victory.
I never got away from the war, not because I was obsessed with it in those years, but because it was the event of my generation.
Sheehan's 1988 book about the war won the Pulitzer Prize. He was 84. Tonight, we get our last look at TV game show icon Alex Trebek. The last show he taped before he died goes on the air.
Here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
If you were born the day Alex Trebek first hosted Jeopardy, you would now be 36 years old. When Trebek died last November, the producer said the show would continue.
We will air his final 35 episodes as they were shot. That's what he wanted.
This week, Trebek, his voice weakened, had one final message for his fans.
I'd like you to open up your hands and open up your heart to those who are still suffering because of COVID-19.
As he was suffering, he was thinking of others suffering. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
No permanent replacement's been named. Star player Ken Jennings hosts next week. That's The Roundup, produced this week by Paul Ferry and Matt Cherry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.